Yesterday, a group of us from the church got to go take a tour of Denver Art Glass. This is the group that is caring for our stained glass windows. Our stained glass windows are currently in their first phase of being repaired, restored, and preserved. Some of the ones are in process, as you can see. It's always funny, people are like, what happened to the window? Oh, no, that's on purpose. That's totally on purpose. I do want to let you know that following the service today, you can come up. We took a bunch of pictures of what was happening in the studio. I'd love for you to see some of the things that were going on with these windows. You see, our window work is part of our capital campaign. This is a three-year effort we began 2 years ago to embrace our community and strengthen our foundation. It's funny, every aspect of our capital campaign has been in full swing this last week. Our new boiler is chugging along, keeping the building warm and saving us 18% on utilities. We started looking at the numbers, and it's amazing. And it doesn't give out randomly, which is also a big perk. The parsonage, which was cared for, is not only better insulated and comfortable on the cold days, but every day without an exposed lead paint is a good day when you live in that house. Oh, and the garage. The garage has been so busy. I mean, we had an amazing photo night with Jad. Jad, thank you for sharing your beautiful photos and stories. Oh, we've had some voter activation drives going on over there. Oh, we have playgroup each week with music class, Marion, watching the kids dance with the bells and the oh,
ribbons.
Oh, what?
Ribbons?
No, not ribbons.
Scarves.
Yes, sorry. The words, good thing I'm not a public speaker. I'm just telling you. Oh, but they dance and they sing and they play and it's marvelous. The other night we had 120-some people come for our fall festival evening, partnered up with Sweet Cow down the street. Kids were getting face paints and doing crafts and activities and games, and there was music, and it was just, well, when we decided to do something with that garage, we said we wanted to create a space for the neighborhood to be a neighborhood. And it was. And it is, and it's just phenomenal. And then there's our windows, and if I may say, especially if you look at these front ones that have already been done, they're looking amazing. I'd never noticed that the colors are so vibrant and things that I never even looked at before that are just drawing my eye every time I look. Though, as we learned yesterday, getting the windows worked on wasn't just about how they look. Our windows were showing 100 years worth of wind, sun, and moisture. They were sagging and bulging, some of them more than an inch leaning in the middle. They were reaching critical points of fatigue as some of the lead was starting to oxidize and you could see sunlight where you shouldn't be seeing sunlight. In fact, we were told that if we did not do the work we are doing right now, we risked picking up pieces from the floor. And not because of a few holes from the hail, but because we could lose entire windows. And I tell you, it's your generosity that made every single one of these projects possible. Now, if you weren't here when we started the campaign, it is not too late to support it. In fact, you can make a pledge to the capital campaign now that will help us finish the important work we began. And we do need your help. We're not quite there. I mean, all of the projects that we put together in this idea were centered around the idea of building a home where all belong. This defining phrase is what we are at our best and what we strive to be every single day. Building a home where all belong. And this idea comes from our scriptures. It's in Paul's writing to the church in Ephesus, Ephesians chapter 2. Hear these words. That's plain enough, isn't it? You're no longer wandering exiles. This kingdom of faith is now your home country. You're no longer strangers or outsiders. You belong here with as much right to the name Christian as anyone. God is building a home, and God is using us all, irrespective of how we got here. God is using us all in what God is building. God used the apostles and the prophets for the foundation, and now God is using you, fitting you in brick by brick, stone by stone, piece by piece, with Jesus as the cornerstone that holds all the parts together. It's taking shape day after day, a holy temple built by God, all of us built into it, a temple in which God is quite at home. I love this scripture. Could you hear the messages? You belong here. God is fitting each of us in exactly as who we are, all of the parts together to make something amazing in this world. It's constantly at work, taking shape day after day. And as God works through us, we can declare that God is quite at home. And like I said, I love this scripture. In fact, I got to preach this scripture to all of the clergy from Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, and Utah this week. We were gathered up at Estes Park for our annual meeting, all of us together, and I got to preach on this. In fact, our entire clergy gathering, the entire week we were together, was built around this verse and the idea of building a home where all belong. Guess who was in charge of planning? I watched my colleagues respond with great excitement and interest to this concept that we're about every single day. I tell you, every single pastor in our four-state area wants to be a part of something like what God is doing here. I watched it on their faces. So thank you. Thank you for making it possible by being who you are, by shaping our vision and values in ways that make this place all that God believes it can be. And thank you for supporting our day-to-day ministry in all of the ways that you give. I mean, our capital campaign projects aren't the only thing that are in full swing right now. Day in and day out, we are busy. We are housing families. Our sixth family, Promise Family, who's been living in our apartment that we put together, is moving out to a place of their own with a plan for long-term housing. It's amazing. And we'll see a new family come in soon. Each and every day here, the door is opening and closing, and you can just, we have bike parking downstairs and strollers and other things because our preschool is hopping as we educate children about what it means to be a person who's worthy of love and how to treat others the same way. But nurturing and growing in faith is something that happens here all over the place. Our children, you can hear them down the hall right now learning what it means to be loved by God. We're gathering to learn such things, to ask big questions together. Did you know our congregation has also become the standard in Denver for what it is to be an environmentally conscious church? We are leading other faith communities into doing the work that we are. When I look at colleagues and say, yeah, in the last 5 years, we have quadrupled our building usage and cut our utilities by 10%. They don't believe it. I can show them the numbers. We are doing more and using less in this world. And then there's all the partnerships that we have. We're working with nonprofits to seek out justice, to increase education, to fight against hunger, to protect human rights. These things matter, and you are making them happen. You know, on behalf of all of you as a community of care, Ashley and I and others in the congregation get to visit the sick, support the struggling. We get to sit and embrace life's biggest questions together. And all of this is made possible because you choose to support our day-to-day ministry, letting God work through you. I look around here and I know for certain that God is building something. Something in which all of us have a place and something in which God feels quite at home. Now, over the next few weeks, you're going to get to hear from folks in our congregation. Hearing from them why they feel at home. Hearing from them how God is using them and what God is building here. Hearing from them why they're excited to welcome others into this place. I invite all of us to think about these questions. Because nothing will happen in this place if we don't stop to ask them. Why do I feel at home here? How might God be using me in what God is building in this place? Why am I excited to welcome others into this home where all belong? I invite you to think about these questions, because our responses then determine how we live out a story that tells the world something. Every day, our living is telling the world something. You know, it's actually a lot like the stained glass windows. Stained glass windows were originally designed in churches to tell stories. They had large populations of people who couldn't read, and they wanted them to know the stories of Jesus. And so they put the stories right into the window so people could know the stories without the words. That's exactly what we're called to each and every day. As it once was said, to preach the gospel at all times using words only if necessary. Our lives share these stories. I tell you, our restored windows get to tell these stories in a new way. Because instead of that yellowed plexiglass that makes it look like the church is boarded up, we're going to be replacing that with perfectly clear safety glass. So that the images in the windows and the glow of this place is just as visible outside as it is inside. But it isn't just a picture of Jesus that someone can see from the outside that will tell the neighborhood something about this place. It's the fact that we're doing something about it. You see, when you look and see the construction, the happenings, the busyness, people look and say, oh, you guys are doing things. And I say, yeah, yeah, we're doing a lot of things. We are active, we are busy, and we're doing work like this because we plan on being here for another 100 years, caring for the people of this community. In fact, touring the glass studio yesterday, I found so many things our windows are telling us. Oh man, the process is amazing. The metaphors were so directly in line with who this congregation is and what we hope to be. I was jotting them down over and over, and everyone's like, are you going to pay attention? You're just going to be on your phone. I'm like, you kidding? I'm preaching tomorrow. This is gold. I want you to listen to some of these beautiful metaphors that the craftspeople down at Denver Art Glass offered us. They said, the windows give the building its personality. Without a variety of color and difference, there would be nothing incredible about these windows. I mean, you think about a solid sheet of green glass. That would be awful to look at. But a myriad of colors and shapes and shades, that's what creates something beautiful. And then they mentioned that while some pieces are being replaced, being broken is not a cause for being removed. This actually came up a couple weeks ago. We were looking, and someone's like, so this is the new one, right? Well, why is there a crack there? I thought they fixed these. What? And we started looking, and I was like, did they miss that? What's going on? I thought they were going to get rid of all the broken stuff, and so I asked. And they said, oh, we don't get rid of the broken pieces. Broken pieces are, however, handled with care. They're cleaned up. They're tended to. And they are repaired and put back together in a way that actually makes them stronger than before they were broken. Because each and every piece has a place to be. And he said, if we put another piece of glass there, it would disrupt the beauty of what has been created. You see, working to mend what is broken gives the bigger picture more integrity and more beauty. Then there's the new woodwork, the wood that finds itself all the way around. It turned out the old wood was not actually going to do its job very well because the old wood was put through a lot of stress to make it bend to fit into these places. The new wood has been made by layering lots of little pieces together. You see, each piece of wood, when layered together, reinforces the wood around it. They told us that the individual grain of every piece of wood has strong points and weak points. And by layering all of the little pieces together, these little thin strands that couldn't do much on their own, suddenly the weak spots are supported by the strong parts next to it, and this piece's strong parts support that weak part, and suddenly all together, there's something that can adapt and change and yet remain strong because it's bound together. Then they talked about how big some of our windows are. They started with the little ones. The very first one back there, they just took out a little rectangle because they were like, we don't know what we're getting ourselves into. We need to start small, and then we can tackle a bigger calling. As the windows get bigger, they need a lot more intentional support and work to stay healthy. Much like our congregation only functions with help from ushers and Sunday school teachers and choir members and coffee hour helpers, the windows need support that evenly distribute the work. I think about all the work God calls us to. It's a pretty big thing. And as we grow into it, we need to do so in ways that allow every piece to be supported. It was strikingly clear in the shop and even in the newly restored windows. And then there's this important truth. That it was love and care that brought out the color and vibrancy of the windows. Do make sure you come check out the photos after the service. They have one picture where they took a window and cleaned half of it and left the other as it was so we could see the difference. It blew my mind. The world leaves quite a mess on the beautiful glass. The grime and time, they dull and hide what was originally created. But with attention and care, with a loving hand, that original brilliance can gleam once again. The metaphors in that shop yesterday were incredible. Honestly, this is just like a third of the list that I made. And I share these with you because I find them to offer us encouragement for what we are doing here. Encouragement for what God is doing through us in this place. Not just with our capital campaign, but with our lives and our day-to-day effort as people of faith. Our home where all belong is made more beautiful by the uniqueness of each and every person that God is building into it. We are a place that is in the business of tending to broken places, not judging or discarding them, but finding strength in the repair. You know, as we come together as a community, all of us, our strengths begin to uphold those around us so that we can be flexible to what needs to be done and yet strong because we're together. All of us are needed to support the enormity of the work that God calls us to. The work God needs done in this world is expansive. And so we do it in ways that support all that is happening in this place. And then there's that reality that when each one of us walk into this place every week, I mean, when all of us as worshipers on a Sunday, when our preschoolers, when the music students, when the teenagers, the vegetarians, the Cub Scouts, the neighbors, people in recovery, the Cherokee Circle, justice worker, local business owners, every single one of the 1,000+ people that walk into our building every single week, the people who walk into this home where all belong, every person who walks into this place is meant to receive the kind of love and care that will wash away the wear of life and restore their originally created brilliance. That's what we're meant to do in this place. May it be so. Amen.